Hi, and welcome to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. Do you find yourself or your loved ones having increasing numbers of senior moments? Are you fearful of dementia? How much do you know about Alzheimer's disease? Well, today we are going to explore the pain and joys of Alzheimer's, both for the carer and the sufferer. And next week we will have the privilege of speaking with Christine Bowden, author of the inspirational book Who Will I Be When I Die, which documents her personal struggle with Alzheimer's. Joining me now is Lynette Moore, Executive Director of Alzheimer's Australia in Victoria. Welcome, Lynette.
Hello, Penny.
Thanks for joining Women of Hope. We're talking about Alzheimer's, which seems to be something that is increasing, is it? Are the numbers increasing?
Well, it is, Penny, because we are an ageing population and the risk of getting Alzheimer's disease does increase with age. Because science is very successful and we're living longer, then that does mean there are more people with Alzheimer's disease.
I think it's up there with cancer as being one of the things we fear the most.
I think it is, and in many senses we say that dementia and Alzheimer's disease are where cancer was perhaps at 20 years ago. 20 or so years ago, people didn't really want to talk about cancer. Treatments were very much in their infancy and people were fairly despairing. And look where we are today. There's a lot more hope and a lot more positivity and a lot more openness about cancer. Now, fortunately, we're heading in the same direction with dementia. And there are now some treatments available. We know that there are things that people can do to help themselves. People are talking about it more. And all of these things are very helpful to people.
People, I think, do talk about it more, but there's also this fear that, you know, I'm getting old, I'm forgetting things. I hope I haven't got dementia. I hope I haven't got Alzheimer's.
That's right. I mean, and we all, you know, have those little phrases like, I'm having a senior moment, or I've lost my keys, I must be getting Alzheimer's. And to some extent that's helpful because it means people are talking about it. We're not hiding and afraid to talk about the condition as much. But in some senses it can mean people worry unnecessarily. And I think it does help for people to know what are the real early signs of getting Alzheimer's disease and when should they really take notice of these things and talk to their doctors.
All right, so what are the early warning signs?
Well, the first thing is to remember changes. So, for example, if you're somebody that could never remember people's names or were always losing your keys and you're doing those things now, don't worry about it. That's normal for you. But if you are somebody who used to be very good at those things and you've noticed those changes and other changes that I'll go over, then that is cause for concern. So a bit of a list of things that are very common, and if there's a few things on this list and people notice changes, then they should certainly seek some more information and talk to a doctor. Trouble remembering things that have happened recently, trouble finding the right word, remembering the day or date, you know, forgetting things, losing interest in life, having real trouble following the thread of a conversation or a television program or radio program, and no longer being able to do things that the person's always done. These are all common early warning signs or early symptoms. But Penny, it's also important that people know that there are other things that may cause these too. For instance, depression or pain or illness, stress, tiredness. These are all things that can cause some of these symptoms too. So if people are saying, well, yes, that's me, those things have been happening for me, don't automatically think it might be dementia or it is dementia, but certainly get some more information and go talk to a doctor.
So you go to your doctor and say, I think I'm getting dementia. Are there tests that can be done that can confirm that?
Yes, there are. Now, it's not easy to diagnose, but it certainly can be diagnosed. It's done by ruling out other things that might be causing these problems, by also talking with the person and saying, well, what has changed for you? It may also help for the doctor to talk to a family member or somebody close to the person to get their version of events as to what they've noticed are the changes in the person. And then there are blood tests and brain scans and these sorts of things, nothing invasive, but tests that the doctor will usually then want to do. And if it doesn't show up some of these other things and the picture is lending towards dementia, then the doctor can make that diagnosis and then talk to the person about what they can do.
So are dementia and Alzheimer's the same thing?
Dementia is the broad umbrella term. We talked about cancer earlier on, and we all know that there are lots of different types of cancer. Well, categorising this is much the same thing. Dementia is the broad umbrella term. Now, nothing to do with cancer, I hasten to add, but it's a broad umbrella term. And there are about 70 different causes or types of dementia. The one we hear most about is Alzheimer's disease. More than half of all people with dementia have got dementia caused by Alzheimer's disease. But there are other things that can cause dementia. Many strokes, or what we call vascular dementia, is the next most common. And then there are a whole myriad of other things, from mad cow disease or Huntington's disease or even AIDS, Lewy body dementia, and so on and so on. Lots of different ones. These different types will mean for each person with a different type of dementia, it presents just a little bit different for them. But also the way it appears for each person is also unique to them.
Lynette Moore from Alzheimer's Australia is my guest on Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey. And today we are trying to learn a little more about the struggles facing people when they are diagnosed with some form of dementia, the most common of which is Alzheimer's. Stay with us.
You're listening to Women of Hope with Penny Mulvey.
I'm speaking with Lynette Moore, who is the Executive Director of Alzheimer's Australia in Victoria. From the moment of diagnosis, is there a period of time, or can dementia go for 20 years, 5 years? You know, what would be the period you would expect before death?
On average, it's around 12 years. But that is an average. So some people may deteriorate very, very quickly in 3 or 4 years. But others, we've certainly known people that have lived with dementia for 18, 20 and even more years.
And is it something you die of?
Only at the very, very severe end of dementia. There are a lot more people who die with dementia, and they die of other causes. They might in fact die of cancer or heart disease or these other common things. Their dementia may not even be very far advanced when they die of these other conditions with their dementia. But if something else doesn't kill the person, then eventually the ravages of dementia will be such that the person will more than likely die of dementia, because it will cause such deterioration in the brain that it starts to affect their movement, and they will be confined to bed, and it starts to affect other vital functions like the ability to swallow and so on, putting the person more at risk of things like pneumonia. But I hasten to add, there's a lot more people in the early and moderate stages of the condition, and more than half people living in the community rather than in nursing homes with dementia. And more people are being supported to live in the community.
Even all of that, and even though we've got increasing support, it is a very sad illness, isn't it?
Penny, it is. It is. It's not something that any of us willingly contemplate. And there's no denying that it is a heartbreaking condition for families. I think the important thing, though, is that in the very early stages of the condition, the person knows what's going on. And I think what's very, very important, we know this by talking to these people, is that their family, their friends, acknowledge the sadness and acknowledge the adjustment that those people are going through. But remember that they can still live a great quality of life for often many, many years into the future. And it's important that we talk positively with these people about what they still can do and what they still can enjoy. And that we very much remain involved with them as friends, as family, assisting them to gain as much pleasure out of life as they can for as long as they can.
As Lynette has said, there is great pain surrounding a diagnosis of Alzheimer's, but with positive management, the sufferer and family can still look forward to a loving and nurturing future. After the break, we'll talk to one woman who, in the midst of the pain, saw great blessings as her mother succumbed to the ravages of the disease. You're listening to Women of Hope. I'm Penny Mulvey.